Israel, Iran, and America. Think about this. Do you even care that America is on the brink of an apocalyptic war with Iran? We're going to talk about that right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Listen to these headlines right now by Michael Snyder. Do you even care that America's on the brink of an apocalyptic war with Iran? Think about that. We have so many things taking place right now, and we're going to talk about it, but this is a now topic that most people aren't even paying attention to, especially the press, and this, some people are distracted by so many different things, social media, entertainment. But right now as we speak, we have an aircraft carrier, the USS Lincoln, going into the off the coast of Iran. Why? Because they've been threatening to attack Israel, threatened to attack Americans, some of the reports are. And where are we even thinking about this? This is actually prophetic. This is, we'll be hearing from John Paul Jackson on what he said prophetically about this happening, that it's going to happen, but it won't necessarily be America that does it. Israel will have to respond. And Israel, though they're small, they're so, so powerful. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me is John Ramos. And this, when these headlines are taking place, John, when I think about it, I mean, this is the closest the U.S., this is what he says, the closest the U.S., has been to a war with Iran in decades, yet most Americans are either clueless, I just talked about that Sunday at the at the Dream Center, clueless, or they don't seem to believe that it could actually happen.
So
it's
true.
Like so real, surreal to people.
That's the whole idea. People are distracted with entertainment. They're distracted everywhere until we're at war and everything, and the economy starts to change, because that's the big thing that's going to happen with oil prices.
Well, I think thinking about war, this is one thing that will get your attention is you might have to fight it.
Yeah.
You know, if you are Israeli, if you are an American, from some of the things that we've been seeing, a prophetic word that we shared on VFN TV from Jim Baker, and God showed him in a prophetic dream that there will be a war and that there will be a draft. And the draft means this, you're going. It doesn't matter.
Or jail.
You go there or go to jail.
One of the two.
And so you get drafted. They just take you. They draw your number. Everybody gets a number that's of war age, you know, that probably 18 up to about 30 or so.
Yeah.
So the young people, this is who fights wars, is our boys, our daughters, and our sons. Old men don't fight wars.
Nope.
Old men have fought them before and know that war is evil, and they try to avoid it. Young people go, let's do something. But they don't realize they're the ones that have to go fight it, right?
And people say, you know, we haven't had a draft in years, and who even knows about the Selective Service? Well, did you know that before you could even apply for financial aid,
a student loan,
what's required is that you fill out your Selective Service, right, or you do not get any money.
Right, which means basically you're registering for the draft. They changed the words of it.
Yeah.
You know? And at one time during the previous administration, prior to President Trump, was they were trying to get the women having to register for Selective Service, and they've changed that. But even your daughter would have to be, can you imagine your daughter, I mean, if your daughter wants to serve, that's one thing, but if they just said your daughter has to serve, and
that's
they send her
deal
out on the front lines.
That's a big deal.
And, you know, and that wasn't her choice. She didn't want to necessarily do that. That would be a major thing. I couldn't imagine some of our sons being drafted and going in, you know, oh my goodness.
No doubt.
That would be, we don't want that. We don't want a draft. We want to win the war quickly if we have one, right? Anyway, so we're looking at this edge right now because Iran has been threatening to destroy Israel and destroy America. Constantly they've been doing it. We've had it on our program. They have mock carriers out there that they put in. They actually bombed the mock carriers. Well, now we actually have a carrier out there.
They chant death to America, death to Israel, openly, defiantly.
Yeah. And so, you know, when your enemy says they want to kill you, want to destroy you, believe them. Why not believe them and respond accordingly? And so then they'll be wanting to
suffer accordingly.
And Iran, and understand this. We talk about Iran, what we're talking about is the government of Iran, you know, the religious sect that's actually controlling the whole country, because there's just people just like you and me, and we're probably talking to you right now, the Iranian people, who want to be free.
Yeah.
We talked about a program where, you know, in the program, we got to move quickly to the content, but understand this, that they were getting punished because they were singing a song called Happy. And they were threatening, I think, with 40 lashes, something of that nature, being whipped with a lash for being happy. And they had to appeal it to the courts, and they didn't end up sending them there. But these people, the people of Iran, want to be free. Well, I think one of the fastest per capita growth in the church is happening in Iran, but it's happening, you know, underground in Iran. But God's given them dreams, showing them Jesus, and having these awesome. We talked about that. But in the midst of all, revival is coming to Iran.
Yes, it is.
That's what this is about.
In Jesus' name.
Yeah. So what he talks about, these three different things, John. Let's talk about these three things.
Yeah. The first thing that you see, trying to give you a timeline, is that the Trump administration canceled the waivers allowing other nations to continue to purchase oil. And this is a big deal because this is going to stop.
Canceling them from purchasing
oil.
This is money. Turkey, and a couple other countries like that.
I think it has to do with Europe as well, too. But the goal here is to reduce the Iranian exports to zero.
Because that's how they fund their nuclear desire there. And they're not just nuclear. Right now, they are the single state sponsor of terrorism in so many different areas.
Their army, their military, was just labeled or recognized by President Trump as a terrorist organization. It's the first
because
time.
Because they have been.
It's the first time a nation's army, military has been labeled that way.
And and you have to understand, it's not a normal military because it's being ran by somebody who has a religious bent towards bringing mayhem and destruction and terror to the earth. It's not like your normal country who's defending their borders. They're promoting, it's a merger of religion and government, and it's Islamic, it's Islamicist.
It's like a theocracy, would you say?
Yeah, it's a theocracy. Yeah. The Ayatollah is the one that runs it, and no matter who the president is, they're up under and basically probably chosen by the Ayatollah.
And their theology, their religion promotes
chaos.
Violence and chaos. Their savior, their
Iman, the 12th Iman.
He comes in this chaos. So
that's what they believe. Yeah, he comes in this chaos. Believe. He comes actually out of a hole, out of the ground. You know, when you see them marching around Mecca and it's going on, some of the reports are that he comes out of the ground. And when he comes up, he puts a mark on people to identify them. And that, which is the antithesis, by the way, of the gospel. We talk about that understanding, and you can see it on VFNKB.com, which is the antithesis because we believe that our Savior comes from the sky, not from the earth.
That's right.
And that the people who don't take the mark are His, and the people who do take the mark are not His. Which is truly, I mean, anybody who's a firm believer in the Quran, a firm believer in Islam, they do not believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They believe He's a prophet, and they believe He has to come back and repent for calling Himself the Son of God. Well, if you deny Jesus as the Son of God, you're not a Christian. And you're not saved. You're not making it to heaven through Jesus, because Jesus is the only way to salvation.
The only way. The way.
Yeah. So we have a couple more. John, what's next before we go to break? We're going to break this moment.
We got so much. When we get back from this break, we're going to be talking about how this potential war could be escalating, what's the president's response, and what is the truth about this Iranian nuclear enrichment and the bomb and their goal to annihilate Israel. But before we go to this break, make sure to comment below. What do you think about what's happening? Do you think that we're on the brink of war?
Prophetic, too.
What would you like to see the country do? What are your concerns about Israel? Let us know. Share your prayer requests. And don't forget to join us when we get back from this break. You're not going to want to miss it.
We'll be right back.
I want to talk to you about our book. My book is out and it's ready for you right now. I Will Fight, 10 strategies to fight for your success. Listen, so many people in the world understand if you're going to be successful, you got to fight for it. And many people who are believers and Christians think that just success falls out of the sky. But God has created the earth to respond to your labor. He's created the universe to respond to you believing in faith what He's going to do. So I share in this book very specifically about biblical fights that have happened, but also got 10 specific strategies to be able to help you. I don't care if you're a CEO, I don't care if you're a congressperson or a senator, I don't care if you're a janitor, a business owner, a teacher, a pastor. If anybody needs to know how to fight, pastors need to know how to fight for success and define, you know, what success is. But I talk specifically, and I begin in this book, is about how God spoke to me and why I'm writing the book. God showed me specifically in a dream, a prophetic dream, several dreams, but one was that He has a wealth transfer coming and He wants to deliver wealth to His people, but they don't have the character and the integrity to be able to manage that wealth. He told me that He's been getting a lot of money and wealth to them, but it goes right through their fingers like holes in a bowl.
So they have to learn how to be able to develop strategies, biblical strategies, to be able to be positioned. Why? Because a great harvest of souls is coming, and it's going to take many, many dollars to be able to bring in that harvest, and it's going to be God's people who will fund that. And so he's looking for people that are willing to say, I want to be positioned. This is all about being positioned for great wealth. And it's not necessarily great wealth in money. It could be great wealth and influence, whatever God has entrusted you with. So get your, it's a free book. You just cover shipping and handling. We're going to send it to you for free. And you can go to vfnkb.com for all the details. You can see it on your screen. But listen, it's here. It's right here for you. Wonderful thing. How many nuggets? Maybe 500, 600 yeah. wisdom nuggets in addition to these success strategies. It's yours now, vfnkb.com.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there. You can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Some of the questions that we are answering in this program is, you know, is America about to go to war with Iran? Is Israel about to go to war with Iran? Is America and Israel going to be at war against Iran? Is Iran going to have nuclear capabilities? Is Iran going to stop or end the nuclear deal that was done now with the European nations that America got out? These are very big questions. Also, is this a prophetic fulfillment of God moving in the Middle East? And finally, is this the prophecy that John Paul Jackson spoke about coming to pass, that Israel will physically come against
Iran?
So these are questions we're answering.
Yeah. Is the economy going to be affected? Gas prices, this is reported by this war.
Will the tensions in the Middle East affect how much it costs for you to pay gas at the gas pumps? And so these are questions that we're asking and answering in this program, because it will, because once the oil gets restricted back and the president stopping everybody from doing any oil trade, they're dealing with an adversary of the world, which is Hamas and the government of Iran, not the people of Iran. And so it's going to affect everything. The other question that's being asked here is, the fact is, will there be revival with the people in Iran? Will the Green Party or whoever the party is that wrote and asked President Obama to help us, and he didn't respond. Will America help the people of Iran and Israel help the people of Iran be free like they want to be? These are just questions we're being asked. Now, we have an actual, you got to see this segment.
Yes.
Introduce this segment.
This is from PragerU. They did a fantastic job explaining Iran and the bomb. Remember, this was a deal that was done under the previous administration with President Obama, allowing them to have this uranium enrichment. Iran cannot have the bomb, and this video totally explains why. Take a look.
Why are so many people with so many different perspectives, from the Prime Minister of Israel to the King of Saudi Arabia, so worried that Iran might build a deliverable nuclear weapon? Or, to put it even more simply, why do we have to stop Iran from getting the bomb? The reason is painfully obvious. They might actually use it. France has nuclear weapons. So does the United Kingdom. But nobody worries that they will use them. It's not nuclear weapons that are the problem. It's who has them and what they might do with them. We do not worship Iran, we worship Allah, said Iranian leader Ayatollah Khomeini in 1980. I say, let this land burn. I say, let this land go up in smoke, provided Islam remains triumphant in the rest of the world. A militant nation that does not fear its own destruction is a sure threat to its enemies. And that threat is taken to a whole new level if the militant nation arms itself with nuclear weapons. Who are the enemies of the Islamic Republic of Iran? There are three. The first enemy of Iran is the United States of America. A common slogan chanted by Iranians at public rallies is "Death to America." But it's not just a slogan. Iran has been committing actual acts of war against what it calls the Great Satan for over three decades. There was Iran's seizure of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran in 1979, the 1983 bombing of the Marine barracks in Beirut that killed 241 American servicemen, and the 1996 Khobar Towers bombing in Saudi Arabia that killed another 19 Americans. Not to mention the war in Iraq, during which Iran did little to disguise the fact that it supplied anti-American militias with sophisticated, armor-piercing munitions responsible for the maiming and death of hundreds of U.S. soldiers. A nuclear Iran could greatly expand its efforts to harm American interests, secure in the knowledge that its possession of nuclear weapons would make any military retaliation extremely unlikely. And over time, and not much time, a nuclear Iran could develop the sort of intercontinental ballistic missiles that would bring American and European cities within range of its weapons. A second enemy of Iran, which is a Shiite Muslim nation, are the Sunni Muslim nations of the Middle East. An Iranian bomb would instantly spark a nuclear arms race in the region, as Arab states, nearly all of which have majority Sunni populations, move to defend themselves against aggression from Iran. As these regimes and dictatorships race to become nuclear powers, the chances that nuclear weapons might be used, either directly or through terrorist proxies, grow exponentially. And the third and ultimate enemy of Iran is Israel. Only around 1,000 miles separate the Islamic Republic from the Jewish state. Iranian leaders have called Israel a rabid dog, a cancerous tumor that needs to be cut away, and have called publicly and repeatedly for Israel's annihilation. They wage a continuous terrorist war against Israel through their proxies, Hezbollah and Hamas. Former Iranian President Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani, a man often described as a moderate and a pragmatist in the Western press, articulated the Iranian position this way. If one day the Islamic world is also equipped with weapons like those that Israel possesses now, then the imperialist strategy will reach a standstill because the use of even one nuclear bomb inside Israel will destroy everything, however one bomb will only harm the Islamic world. He's right. That's why the civilized and sensible leaders of the world cannot allow Iran to develop nuclear weapons. Because once the Iranians do, they will pose a severe threat to the security of America and Europe, spark a regional arms race that could see the world's worst players acquire the world's worst weapons, and threaten the Jews with extermination for the second time in a century. Or, to put it more simply, Iran cannot be allowed to get the bomb because they might actually use it. I'm Brett Stevens.
If they're already taking their children and teaching them, we had on our program, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu talked about as well, as a child, give them a knife and say, stab, 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 and teaching children to kill Jews and kill people that aren't Islam enough for them, that this is some, if they put a bomb on their child's chest and tell them, God, Allah will be pleased with you if you kill yourself and you'll go straight to, you know, that heaven, which mm-hmm. you don't do that. If you kill, it's not going to happen. Then if they get a nuclear weapon, if they get a nuclear weapon, they will fire it. And as a matter of fact, over 700 plus missiles were fired, probably Iranian missiles coming out of Hamas into Israel.
Yeah.
And so you think about, I want to think about this, you know, is what is the president saying from the White House? Let's go to the White House right now to hear what the president has to say about what's taking place in Iran, because he's saying this is not going to happen. They're going to regret it if they do anything like that to harm any of America's people and harm Israel. Take a look.
Mr. President, are you concerned about the attacks on both anchors in the Middle East?
We'll see what happens. It's going to be a bad problem for Iran if something happens, I can tell you that. They're not going to be happy. They are not going to be happy people.
What do you mean by that?
You can figure it out yourself.
So when I think about what's happening right now, I think about John Paul Jackson. John Paul Jackson prophesied, he's prophetic. He's with the Lord now, but he spoke very prophetically about things taking place. And by the way, about America is that this tension is going to escalate and things are going to get darker and darker until one thing happens. Until we as a people decide to go with God's leadership and his direction for this nation. And he said it will happen, but until it happens, the pain will increase. Well, this is major. So many things taking place right now. You think about China, we're having a trade war with China. You have Venezuela in turmoil because the dictator won't let go, Maduro, and let the new Guaido president come into office. Russia's partnering and Cuba's partnering with Venezuela right off the southern coast, basically, of America, which is a violation of the Monroe Doctrine. They should never even be in the Western Hemisphere. While these carriers, our carriers and our fleets and bombers are going into the Middle East, you know, right off the coast. I mean, you're right there off the coast of Iran, and Israel's being threatened. 700 missiles are being fired in. I mean, this is that day. The question is, how much is Israel going to take where they respond to be able to protect themselves? Well, listen to this prophetic word from John Paul Jackson that says specifically, Israel will deal with us. They'll physically attack Iran. It's probably, I would assume, go right after this nuclear capability. Take a look.
Even this year, tensions in Israel and Iran are going to escalate. The day is going to come when Israel will hit Iran. They already have hit. There were mystery explosions that happened. And the Lord told me about this. He said, Israel one day will one day send in rockets into Iran. He said, but before that day happens, there will be other explosions that will be called mystery explosions. And those have happened. But one day it is going to happen. And when that takes place and those missiles hit Iran, there's going to be a huge growth of anti-Semitism. And everybody's going to blame Israel on the price of gasoline. You're going to see incredible backlash that happens. And you're going to see a OPEC countries forming an alliance that says, we'll not sell to anybody who supports Israel. So America, if you want gasoline, you better stop your support of Israel. Israel will become a difficult thing, and Jerusalem will become a couple trembling. It is going to happen. And it's going to happen not years from now, sooner than that. And everything is going to begin to change.
Listen, this is happening. Once the president signed that decree that basically said, stop doing oil trade with with Iran. That's 40% of their revenues to be able to fund. They're already suffering financially, but that's how they finance all the terrorism, and they don't spend their money like North Korea on their people. So it's already going to affect the fuel prices and gas prices, and especially when they have to retaliate and deal with Iran. The people who are controlled by darkness and don't know Jesus and don't know, you know, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, their eyes are blinded. They don't understand what's going on, and they don't understand to be an enemy of Israel is to be an enemy of God. It's so important when you think about it. I mean, you think about this right here, Isaiah 62:1. Look at mm-hmm. this. Read this, John.
For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent.
Israel, a lot of people might not know that.
For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not remain quiet till her righteousness shines out like the dawn, her salvation like a blazing torch.
So you're looking at, these are signs of the Lord's coming. This is a sign of things coming to a head. You're looking at, you know, no man knows the day or the hour, but you know the season. And this is definitely the season. I want to ask you some specific questions. We're answering questions. So what's the ramifications of Iran, deciding to attack Israel or to attack, like they just reportedly, allegedly, blew the holes in the hubs of Saudi Arabian ships, two of them, and also a Netherlands ship, I believe it is as well, flag ship. And so you're looking at, you know, different things taking place. So we're in a very critical time in the entire world, but we're positioned better than we ever have been before in regards to responding to all the terror that's been cooking all along. Forget about the swamp in America. There's a swamp in the world that's been working towards hegemony and different things, shifting the global aspect of what's going on.
If there ever was a time to have a president like President Trump, now is the time. A person who's going to defend America and a president who will defend Israel. This is the right person for the job.
So the question I'm going to ask you, think about this, and you can comment below and let us know or write to us at Friends of VFNKB. You know, the question is, you know, what are your thoughts on regards to what's happening right now? Did you even know about it? Are you just finding it out about the first time? This is a question is, are people talking about what's taking place in the Middle East? How will this affect the gas prices? And how will this uprising or this threat of war in the Middle East affect my budget, my money, how much money I'll be spending? These are questions that we're answering. It's going to affect it. It's going to impact it. And we're going to have this and so much more. We're going to even put more details on VFNKB's torch that you can actually find out. And man, I think about PragerU and what they're doing, how they're bringing these facts together so quickly. Go there and get educated on all the different things that are taking place. But we love hearing from you. Finally, I want to ask this question. You know, do you feel a call in your life to be a pastor? I mean, you've been thinking about it, but you're thinking that's just too big for me. Well, the Lord spoke to me in a dream and he said, there's people out there, you know, all ages, but also there's people in their 20s and 30s that God has a call on your life. And because it's the beginning of a process, you might not be able to see it. But you're not supposed to know everything the day you show up to college. You're supposed to learn there. Well, God's calling you out. Now, that's you. He's saying, listen, respond, because he'll prepare the person who's willing to take care of his people. Because he says, I will raise up for myself pastors who will love my people. So go to VFNKB.com, contact us, and let us know. Maybe that's you. We have some preparation for you, and we'd like to get to know you. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we love you. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. We just pray for protection over Israel, Lord God, that you would set Michael the Archangel up over Israel. You would protect all the American fleet and the angel, the carriers and the bombers and the soldiers that are being sent there, Father God, that no harm would come to them and be with their families during this time, God. And we pray for peace in Israel, God, peace in the Middle East, Father God, and get Russia out of the Western Hemisphere, Father. Get them back to their own place. And God, we ask you, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
John. I was invited to come, you know, speak at a particular place at this gathering. And I'm there, I'm going to begin speaking, but I wanted to be able to kind of, you know, say something funny at first. Mm-hmm. And so I was telling him about this particular man, and I'll just tell them, this is how I did it. This is what I said. So I kind of changed my voice, and this is a real kind of goofy dude, you know, and he's talking, he goes, and they're looking at me like I'm crazy, by the way, and I'm talking to them. He says, I was in this place the other day, and was in this particular state, and they were talking, you know, about regions, you know, in the country, and, you know, they're, you know, called them like stupid people, you know, and I just thought that is just not right, because you shouldn't call, you know, just certain regions, you know, of the country just stupid people, and I just said it wasn't right. So when I got home, you know, I was in my house, and then I decided to go in the backyard, you know, and I wanted to be out, look for some stupid people in my backyard, right? And I locked myself out my house. And, you know, I'm trying to get back in. I can't get back in. So I go up the front door, and I'm knocking on the front door. And as I'm trying to, you know, get into the front door, nobody's in the house, and I can't get in. And the police show up. And they say, freeze! And I'm like, oh, my goodness. Put your hands. I held my hands up, and they said, what are you doing? I said, I'm looking for stupid people. And they just looked right at me with shock.